Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. 720 WGN. Happy Monday, everybody. It's a Mesiro Monday, and we're chatting with our good friend, Dr. Greg Lunsford. Dr. Lunsford, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, John?
I just felt like I'd attach that title to you. You earned it, after all.
I earned it.
You sure did. And not all the Mesiro folks, not all of them are doctors, right?
No.
They don't have their doctor. They're all great people.
You don't have to be, but if you are, it's no harm in saying you are.
Right.
My field of study was retirement transition.
Exactly. So. A lot of what we talk about goes beyond the numbers of retirement. That's what I really appreciate about our conversations. A lot of times it's about conversations, about
Absolutely.
How you are talking to your family, how you are instilling this idea of cross-generational relationships, friendships to enhance retirement beyond just the numbers. You really make me think a lot more about retirement than just the numbers. And today we wanted to talk a little bit about family reunion discussions. I guess we're getting to that season, my friend.
Family reunion discussions, and I'll tell you how we got here. When you start talking about what factors make a person really successful in retirement, and we know financial things do, and it doesn't even have to, we have to look at it through the lens of retirement, but just late stage happiness and thriving. One of them is financial security. The other one is social relationships. The person that has great relationships, doesn't have conflict, and also being able to feel fulfilled and feel as though you're successful at something.
Mm-hmm.
Those all are important things that lead to that successful outcome. So I thought family reunions are something we should probably talk about because the season is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We're in spring now. Summer will be around the corner. We're starting to have all of that activity planned for us. And I think there's some important conversations that need to be had at family reunions,
mm-hmm.
and we can go through some of those.
Right. Well, there's we should also do an episode one day about the conversations not to have at a family reunion.
Right.
But that would be a little more spicy. We'll do that on it. It has nothing to do with retirement. We'll save that for another day. And by the way, a good reminder, if you don't have a family reunion planned, and maybe your family hasn't done one in a long time, do one this year, right? And some of these relationships may have gotten lost during the pandemic.
Absolutely.
These long streaks of family relationships, being with family. I mean, this goes to retirement and all of life. What a blessing you can if you're able to do so. That's a John Hanson aside, though. I know you'll echo that, Greg.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's the first conversation you think
well,
we should be having?
Well, first of all, family reunions are great. I mean, we look at the opportunity to get together and have a spirited game of cards or play horseshoes or maybe dominoes or whatever. And, and John, you strike me as the type of guy that likes to start the electric slide at every family reunion, right?
Boy, right,
we think
left,
about all
right,
the great food and all of that. But there is a little bit of business I think we should start paying attention to when we're at family reunions. And we have all these talks, and I think family reunions are great because family reunions to me are the place where you meet family you never even met before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also this conversation about your lineage and your deep generational roots, all this deep history there. And when we start looking at going into your late stages, your number one expense for most people is healthcare expense. And so this is why I think this is important. A lot of times we don't know what our family health history is. We'll sit down and talk about how we're related, or we'll tell this great story about, you know, this person who is iconic in our family and, you know, why they're important and all that good stuff. But we don't sit down and talk about what it is that could be problematic for some of us down the road.
Interesting. So I think that a lot of us, you know, I'm lucky, I still have both my parents, but I know what my grandparents died of, right?
Right.
And that, I think, is a box a lot of people might check. Like, well, I know my family's health history. Grandma died of this, grandpa died of that. It goes deeper than that and broader than that, right?
Exactly right. And, you know, there's a study that shows that most doctors get frustrated with the fact that you don't know this history. So if you can't tell me especially there's some things that are really critical. You know, if you have a family history of high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, those things are likely to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form.
And I think about, you know, the first time my uncle told me about some of this stuff, I was almost 40. I was like, when were you going to tell me this? Because if you'd have told me this in my 20s, I would have been preventing some of this stuff 15, 20 years ago, right? And studies show that people, once they figure out what their family health history is, about 75% or better of people will take an action to improve their health.
It's interesting you say this because like I said, you might know the reason for death, but those other underlying causes or reasons, they're not going to be listed. They're not going to be talked about all that much, especially the dementia thing. As we grasp a little bit more about Alzheimer's and dementia in general, it's kind of as a taboo subject 50 years ago. You start poking around a little bit more, you might learn that some of your relatives had dementia that you never knew they did.
That's exactly the point. There's some of these things that people don't want anybody to know that they have, or they're embarrassed to have, especially, you know, we didn't talk about mental illness 20, 25 years
That's
ago.
That's a great point,
right?
too.
But if there's a family history of it, you need to know it. And so you can do these preventative things. And when you get to late stage and you start getting into retirement, from that point on, you could easily spend $200,000 in healthcare costs.
I was just going to say, connect this to the retirement, because some people may say, well, this is great. This is what we tell our doctor. No, this impacts your costs, too.
This impacts your costs. So to the extent that early prevention is always the least expensive. So to the extent that you all can have an honest dialogue and say, let's go back several years. And, you know, Uncle Herschel, that we don't really talk about, we just kind of set him in the corner. Let's be honest and let's talk about what his ailments were. And, you know, those are things that we shouldn't be ashamed of anymore. They're things we could have learned from that. We can learn from this, and we need to have this dialogue.
Yeah, and because even if you're younger, especially if you're younger, like you're saying, you can change your behaviors to prevent perhaps a disease onset that runs rampant in your family, but you can buy long-term care insurance at an earlier age, things like that, to recognize that I might need this more than I thought.
That's exactly right. And that's where the next part of this goes. The people who don't know, because we don't talk about it. And there are also family reasons why you don't talk about it. Like, there are people who may be adopted. You don't want to have that conversation, right? There may be people that dad or mom is a step parent, not necessarily a direct parent. So if we start going into these other things, we open up another can of worms, right?
Yeah.
And that's not the best thing when you start talking about someone's health, longevity, and finances.
Okay, we're going to have to put a pin on it right there. We're going to drop a couple podcasts in the next couple weeks that dive into this a little bit more. Greg Lunsford, as always, I appreciate that. You really are going to light up our family reunions now with health cost or health talk, but it's fun to do. It can be done in a fun way. I appreciate your time. We'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds good.
877-MESERO, 1-877-MESERO, mesero.com. Okay, let's take a break. We got the news coming up on WGN. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesero advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesero at 877-MESIROW.